What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, curious what you would think of this. Were you an active player in the NFL? So we had Pablo Torre on a couple weeks ago, found that document that basically found that in the document that the arbitrator said, hey, the owners tried to do collusion, it just didn't work, but they tried. And that document had been sealed for one reason or another. So this report from ESPN, the NFL and senior leaders of the NFL Players Association struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of the arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation. So that the union head and the league had decided to keep these findings from players.
Yeah, not good. And as a player, I would be highly upset.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. But number one, A, we pay union dues.
For that.
Yes, for that.
Right.
And for you to be basically in cahoots with the NFL to keep information from us that would be beneficial to us and our future, first of all, you have to go.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're out of that position.
We'll have that in a second.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so he would have to go. And this is why players can't trust anybody at the top that's supposed to have their best interest. For so many years, like when I played, it was Gene Upshaw.
Yep.
Gene Upshaw was the guy for so many years. Now, listen, he did some good things. Then he did things that, you know, players felt like. There's always going to be a contingency of players that feel like you didn't fight it hard enough against the NFL. You gave in.
Yeah.
Right? But he has to also take into consideration where every player isn't equal. In other words, I have to take those lesser players into consideration as well.
Right.
It can't just be about you star players.
Right.
It has to be those players as well. So he used to catch flack from us for that. This guy, I have no idea who it is. It's a new guy. I didn't even realize D'Amore Smith wasn't even the head guy anymore.
Yeah, well, so the interesting thing is this guy, Lloyd Howell, came in right before this suit happened. And here's another thing that fell, another domino that fell. NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. is working as a paid consultant for the Carlyle Group, one of a select group of league-approved private equity firms now seeking minority ownership in NFL franchises. So this guy, working for the union, his day job is also working for a group that wants to work with the NFL to buy parts of the teams.
Yeah. Yeah, this is bad.
Like, that is outrageous.
Yeah, he has to know this is a conflict of interest.
Oh, he's got to be gone.
Yes.
I mean, he's got to get fired. And by the way, if not only get fired, if I'm part of the players, if I'm a player, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, we got to think about suing this guy. Because what side deal did he have
right.
going on that he agreed to keep this quiet in exchange for, now we don't know that that happened, but the appearance of impropriety is there, that now this group has been given approval, because before, private equity firms were not allowed to invest in NFL teams, and now they are one of a select groups who have. So then...
So hold on, so the league approved them?
Correct.
Come on, man. Boy, this is dirty. This is dirty on so many different levels.
Dude, as soon as Florio and Pablo came up, because you remember that morning when I had read the thing and I was like, this is outrageous. Yeah. And of course, ESPN not covering it.
Wonder why.
Now they finally are a little bit. So now, the final thing, now that the players have found out, the players are going to appeal the decision of that ruling.
Okay.
If they can, if time hasn't passed too much. And the quote, this is from a source within the Players Association. The appeal is a reflection of our obligation to enforce the CBA and our commitment to protecting our players' interests. We'll do what's best for our players and we'll exhaust our options in doing so. Which to me rings a little hollow. Like that you had the opportunity to do this, to appeal this when you got the ruling. Not only did you not decide to appeal it, you decided to keep it from the players that you're representing. We're in a union. And if I found out that SAG-AFTRA, who is our union, came, if we sued, you know, them for charge collusion, and that the result was, there was collusion and you never told me about it.
Right.
And we didn't win the suit, and you didn't tell me that this happened. I mean, I just like, it's outrageous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what would be, other than him losing his job, like how do they sort of get repercussions?
Well, I mean,
is this anything criminal?
Well, if there is quid pro quo, if they can prove that he agreed to do this in exchange for the Carlyle Group being able to be one of the investors.
That's basically what it appears to happen.
That has to be against the law.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. And if I'm a player, I'm like, I'm suing that guy for damages. Now, for that guy's sake, hopefully he's smart enough to not put any of these things in writing or whoever, if he did anything wrong. Again, I am supposing what could have happened. I don't know anything that happened other that's in the reports. All I know is the way that this looks. And it just shows, like, credit to Pablo and Florio that journalism, not dead, you know, because this would have never.
Florio finally got something.
A huge thing.
That's a huge thing.
A huge thing.
He's always snooping around somewhere. Well, but this one he nailed.
If they hadn't found this, this would have just been sealed forever. No player would have ever known about it, you know, so.
Kind of like we didn't know about the whole.
The concussion thing.
Yes. That old thing.
And by the way, I expect the NFL to be this way. Yeah, I think you said this once. Like, owners are going to... I think Pablo said this when he was on our show. He was like, if the players were as together as the owners were, like, in terms of
being
together
front.
And unifying,
yes.
Man, they would think of all the power they could have.
Yeah.
Not that I don't blame the owners, but I sort of understand. That the players' own union...
That's what's dirty.
I mean,
and then you tied it together with the investment group.
It's horrible.
Yes, because I was wondering, like, what's his angle in this? Like, what does he get out of this?
Right.
That's what it is, right there.
It's just it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, this will unfold at some point.
It has to.
Yes, this will come out and unfold. Yeah.
At this point, it seems like it's starting to roll.
And this is all the Lamar Jackson guaranteed contract thing.
Guaranteed.
When no team would trade for him or signing
none
that offseason, we were all like, "Are you kidding me?"
Yes.
And it looked like collusion.
Right.
That no team wanted to sign him.
Well, they had to
trade for him.
By the way, in this document, there are text messages between owners saying, we just did this deal that is going to make it easier for you to do your deal.
Wow.
That is not, that's against the law.
Yeah.
Like, you are not allowed to, it was in the document. It is something. And last thing.
A lot of dirty pool being played.
For this to happen, the NFL specifically, where the careers are shortest,
mm-hmm.
where the players' guarantees are the least.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you're talking, I think the average length of an NFL career is what, like 3 years?
Three and a half,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
That's, I don't even, like, you come in and you're making league minimum or whatever, like, you're not set for the rest of your life playing 3 years of NFL football.
No.
If you're a top pick, maybe
you are.
Yeah,
if you were the number one pick overall, yeah, I guess
but
you could
But most of these
be.
Guys are
yes.
not. Yeah. So, good on Florio, good on Pablo, and there's clearly more that's going to come out about this. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas.
What's up?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, ain't the only union that's dirty, if you know what I mean. Bunch of cowards here in Philadelphia. I'll leave it at that, though.
Oh.
Well, Let me say this, right? I mean, yeah, I had to speak on it, man.
I feel you. Yep.
I mean, come on, man. Let's go out there, you know, with your tail tucked between your legs, man. I'm dumb. I ain't got nothing to say about that, though. Go ahead, man. Listen, Jack, first of all, you know, it was hot as hell out there yesterday, right? And I came out there and I supported. You know what I mean? You had a lot of people that was going against you. I didn't know you had enemies like that, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, how come we didn't see you out there yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't see you, Chuck.
Yeah, I slid in, slid out, man. You know, everybody okay. wanted my autograph, so I had to leave real quick. You know what I mean? They wanted pictures with me. Nah, I'm on kid. Listen, what I'm saying, though, I had to go back to work. But listen, I said I was going to come through.
Yep.
I said I came through. And, you know, Rod Lakin, he gave me the fake out. You know what I mean? I thought he was going to let me in, you know, VIP. He let me in the fence.
Mm-mm.
He opens up the fence to let his wife and his kids in. I said,
mm-hmm.
damn, I thought that was for me, man. I was walking
mm-mm.
towards the fence.
Coastal
you know,
elite, they say about Lakin. Not
he
for the people.
Cold
yep.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not. You ain't like you, Spike. But listen, let me say this, though, right? Jack, hats off to you, brother. He was willing to deal in yesterday. You even did, you know, your little finger motion and all that. You had the Bloomsburg jersey on. I was just feeling your whole swag yesterday, man. You know what I mean? You was out there like a lobster on that, you know, that mound. Just throwing, you know, throwing strikes, man. You know what I mean? You know, Dookie Howser can't contend with you, man. You know what I mean? My man up there taking, you know, all types of number twos at McDonald's where we eat our burgers and fries at.
Yeah, you hear this? We got a cereal dumper. In Jota Camera.
Oh, really?
He stops at local McDonald's
to go to the bathroom.
To do a business.
To do
a
number two.
He doesn't even get food. He just finds your local McDonald's. He's a cereal dumper.
Well, and by the way, Chuck, another point you brought up I think is a good one for the
What's wrong with this guy, man?
Well, the High Road Hammer and the morning show, how they've just taken the high road the entire time. They're the ones who tried to get fans there to cheer against Jack.
Yeah.
At any point, did we tell people to come and boo to camera?
Nope.
Not one time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They had one of their guys brought a speaker and a microphone. It's outrageous. The high road.
Hey, listen, it was bananas yesterday. I couldn't even get out the parking lot. That thing was special. But what I'm saying is this, right, Jack? Just end it. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you got to do in this thing, and it's over with, man. You know, he won this one game. That was it. Put the dude out of his misery. You know what I'm saying? One to the head. You know, two to the chest where his heart beat at. That's it.
And tennis.
You know what I'm saying? I'm figuratively speaking. I'm not speaking literally.
Yeah, of course.
Listen, let me say this, though, right? My guy is back, okay? Yeah, I'm the Bryce guy. I'm going to wear that badge as long as I die, and I don't care who like it, who don't like it, okay? The Phillies go where Bryce Harper go, and I said it before, and the afternoon show now goes where Jack Fritch go. You hear me? The afternoon show and the Phillies are kind of like similar right now. You know what I mean? When I say this, right, and if the Phillies listen to what I'm saying to them, right, they win a championship because this guy can single-handedly hit you in the World Series. So if Dave Dombrowski, you want to play around, miss your opportunity to win a championship this year, you know, go ahead. But I wouldn't recommend it. This dude is going to get hot, you know what I mean, in October. He's the most clutch baseball player in the world, like I've been saying, and you must have forgot. Right, you say Roy Jones. He's talking like Roy Jones. You must have forgot who he was. That's Bryce Harper. MV3. Yeah, MV3. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you right now, this is just the taste of it. It ain't even ending yet. You know what I'm saying? In October, you know what I mean? Get this boy back. I don't care who it is, Quinn, whoever, Quan, whatever his name is, get him in here. You know what I'm saying? Ray Quan, whatever his name is, bring him in here. And I don't give a damn who it is, and go get this guy from the Pirates, yeah, the closer.
Bednar.
The Renegade. Yeah, get him in here because I think the bullpen is going to manufacture itself. I ain't worried about the bullpen. We got too many arms that's starting and ain't going to be able to start in the playoffs. You got Aaron Nola coming back. Somebody's about to settle into the bullpen. Lizardo, they're going to manufacture itself. Don't worry about the bullpen. Get the closer and get a hitter because Bryce is about to hit your asses right to the World Series. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it. I'm foreseeing it. This guy is clutch, and he got it. And listen, everybody doubted him. You know what I'm saying? People started to doubt him, who he was. Don't forget who this dude is, man. This dude was the top prospect coming out of college for a reason. And he's about to show y'all. He's about to take y'all on a ride these next 2 months or 3 months, however long it is at the end of the season. And yeah, before we look up, we in the NLCS looking to go to the World Series. If they play their cards right, I'm getting rid of Painter. I'm getting rid of Aiden Miller. If I got to get a bat in here, that's going to be a
get rid of them all.
Yes.
All of them.
Send them out.
Yeah, those guys, because they're not coming up anyway. What's the point of keeping them? You know what I'm saying? Those guys, and Painter, you know, he, this guy's been waiting for this guy to come up. I'm tired of waiting. You know what I mean? Aiden Miller.
Such an impatient fan base. Hey, you know, relax.
It's about winning a championship, Jack. Are you going to cash this guy in to win a championship? I would.
I'm guaranteed a championship, yeah.
Which one is it, Jack?
If I'm guaranteed a
Jack.
No.
You want Aiden Miller. You want Bryce Harper to win his first championship.
Aiden
Miller. These guys, right? Or you want Bryce to win his first championship with Schwarber and Trey Turner and all those guys. God, you say you're a shout-out. You don't want to win his first championship? Tell Dave DeBrowski
second.
Push his chips in. Push the chips in.
I love it.
I would love that. I would love that. Thank
love
you for
it.
The call, Chuck.
Love it, Chuck. You're passionate.
You know, I do wonder where Middleton sits in this because ultimately, you know, we've said this before, When you talk about final say with a trade or a contract,
yeah,
it's not the president of baseball operations. It's not the general manager. It is the owner. It's the president. Dombrowski's the one calling everybody, but it's still the owner who has to say, you know, or the owner has to say, I want you to go. I want you to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it may have a risk in the future, but they have to look at a couple of things. We've talked about the age of the players, even Bryce as well. But how many times are you? And by the way, you bring up the 2011 Phillies a lot, Jack. And it's why they went and got Hunter Pence, which ultimately it didn't bring them a World Series. I still think it was the right move.
And they were able to deal the next year for Tommy Joseph. It
right,
was fine.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, point being, like, when and you've compared them to 2011 Phillies a lot.
Yes.
How many times are you going to have a starting staff that is pitching at this level all together, all at once?
Hmm?
Like, this doesn't happen all that often. Mm-hmm. And well, for them to not take advantage of it, I think they would regret it for a long time.
Hunter Pence win that World Series with the Giants?
Yeah,
he did, yeah.
You know, me and Michael B.
told him.
We told him he got traded. Yeah. He got traded on the air with
you
us.
You were at Licio's.
Licio's Bakery, yeah.
I was listening because I was the web guy at the time.
Yep,
and I remember it coming across and you guys talking to him on the air and telling him that he got traded on WIP. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and he turned into an unbelievable leader out there.
Let's go eat.
He was a little mopey.
He was.
Pence drove me nuts.
It wasn't easy playing here. He came here with a lot of expectations.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden he turned into Mr. Clutch guy out there. All he did was grind a double plays as a Philly. Well, no, he was fine.
I used to call him Crazy Legs.
Well, he did have crazy legs.
Yeah, that was because his running was, oh my goodness.
Did I tell you that my senior yearbook quote was, good game, let's go eat.
No. God, you're such a Phillies fan.
Cool move or a dork move?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
Pretty dorky.
Yep. 10 out of 10.
Yep. Pretty lame.
Yeah.
Pretty lame. I think, it was horrible. But,
well, we all jumped on good game, let's go eat.
Let's jump on it too. Yeah.
Well, you know, you talked about Middleton. Maybe that's why, the way that the Gelb thing was written was so much different than how they've talked in years past. Like, it seems like there's a different level of aggression heading into this trade deadline. The last couple of years, there's been a lot of downplaying heading into the deadline. Downplay, downplay, downplay. And at least with that thing, it wasn't from the Phillies, but it was from rival executives. Maybe that's where the change has happened here, where Middleton's like, we got to do it.
Well, and this is something Ike brings up a lot, and I don't think you can always operate this way, but I do think it's worth acknowledging that I do think fans, to truly believe that the organization cares, and we all know they care.
Yeah,
I know Middleton cares. I know, but for fans to really say, okay, this might be the year. A real trade deadline acquisition would put so much juice into this fan base, which I believe, again, you can't make the move for this reason, but I just feel this fan base being at like a 6 with this team.
I agree.
They're not, they're in first place.
They like them.
Just fine.
But we're just enjoying them until the Eagles start.
Yes.
That's different than saying this is a World Series contending team and I can't wait till October gets here.
Right. And by the way, the line between love and hate with a lot of the players on this team is very thin. Bryce, it's not thin. Schwarber, it's not. Wheeler, it's not.
Right.
But there's a lot of other guys.
Yep.
Trey, it's thin.
Yep.
Bohm, it's thin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Casty, it's thin.
Yep.
Marsh, it's thin.
Yep.
You know, there's a Nola,
Stott.
It's thin.
Yep. Nola.
You know, so I think them going all in would, whether it's the right move to do it for that reason or not, I think it would put some juice into the fans. You know,
I agree.
Yeah. Two.
A closer's not doing that, by the way. A bat's doing that.
Both.
They can get both.
Okay.
Bat's getting a little real juice, Spike. Real juice. Real juice.
Jerry the truck horned guy. You're on WRK. Hey. What's up, Jerry? There it
is. For my boy Jackie, keeping up the college knowledge over there, boy.
Oh yeah,
I'm so proud of you. Yesterday, I saw you got good form, dude. I didn't know you had that kind of form on the mound. I saw on the Facebook thing they put a little thing up there and looked pretty good. I have to say.
Thank you, buddy.
For as much stuff as you talked, you backed it up with, you said you was pretty good, and I have to go back on some of my words about you. I'm pretty happy for what you did.
Aw, thank you. That's really nice, Jerry. Do you think, given how good Jack looked on the mound yesterday, do you think he might have a shot with your ex?
He's probably better than me.
Super.
Yeah, how's that working out now?
How about I get 10 chances and see who wins, and then you get what you get.
You get 10 chances? Oh, yeah.
No, I'd wear him out. Yeah. I can hit. I played high level semi-pro baseball, so I probably knock out.
There was a lot of tough guys in the comments yesterday. Like,
oh, yeah, I could hit him.
I'm 54. I have multiple surgeries. I could hit that.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Let's see.
Baseball with you. My senior year, I hit 365 with all-conference DH, so I got a little bit behind my talk. Yeah. I didn't say that.
DH is half a player.
Yeah, but I played a lot of field too. I'm pretty good at fielding too.
Okay.
You hit me 100 ground balls, I won't miss more than five.
Okay.
Now maybe now, but back in the day, I was pretty good. I'm just going to say that.
All right, Jerry.
I went to a few tryout camps, Jack. So just to let you know, I was kept around for a couple, and I got let go with a couple. So I knew where I stood.
All right,
I knew after. You know, after a certain period, you're not going to go to the next level. So then you got to concentrate on graduating.
All right.
Profession.
Yeah, I was proud to see what you did out there. I like to see the rest of the videos. So hopefully they'll put up some more.
They will.
Well, good.
They will. Yeah, there's going to be a whole YouTube video. Tucker, now I kept track of every pitch.
I was surprised by that. We got the McGurk's. You need a full iPad full of how every single at-bat went.
So Tucker asked me for that, I think, for the video. So 30 pitches, 22 strikes, Jerry.
Wow. That's pretty good, Jack.
Yeah.
For not pitching for as long as you haven't.
Five strikeouts. Five Ks. All right,
there's
Jerry.
A lot of people there too.
Oh yeah, hundreds.
A lot of people there.
Hundreds. Yep.
So I just hope the Phillies, whatever they can do to get something in here. I don't care about prospects because that's why they're called prospects.
Yep.
You know, that's what they are. You know, until you can prove yourself in the major leagues, then Dombrowski needs to do what he needs to do to get us over the top. And I seen what Bryce did last night, and I have a feeling he might be gonna start winning me some money.
Oh, there you go.
All right, guys. I'll see you later. Appreciate you. Hope you be there Friday. See you.
All right. Hit the horn, Jerry. Oh, there it is. Oh. Now, if I remember correctly, were you not there, Ike, when Jerry came to Chickie's that one time?
No, I was there.
Oh, you were?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. That's right. You didn't get to meet Jerry.
It seems like when I'm not there, all hell breaks loose. In the fantasy draft a couple of years ago, I wasn't there. There's fisticuffs.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there for
that. Yeah.
Oh, we got to start thinking about that fantasy draft this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's here. I mean, we're like a month away.
No, you're right. This hasn't even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
It definitely hasn't.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Focus on a lot of things recently.
Well, you're not the G or the commissioner anymore. Buzz is.
Thank God.
So just tell Buzz to figure it out. Yeah. Buzz, because he could do his report again next year, you know?
Yeah.
He was happy with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. But sideline Buzz yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did pretty good.
Listen, Buzz Lee.
He's in there.
Yeah, Buzz was in there.
You see Buzz sign some autographs?
I did.
I did not see
that. How'd
they
get a photo of that? It was almost like it was a setup.
Well, a guy at McGurk's was like, hey, can you sign my hat?
Oh, somebody got a picture of him signing the autograph.
Buzz tweeted out photos of him yesterday, and the one is him signing the autograph.
Yep.
It was like it was staged.
Yeah. Dude, we were at McGurk's, and a guy called me over, and he's like, hey, can you sign my hat? I'm like, sure. And I looked, and the signature in the middle of it just said Buzz.
That's it?
Just said Buzz.
He didn't put a number next to it.
No,
just
but that dude, if he's signing Buzz, he's listening to the advice. That's
all good.
What I want. Yeah.
Oh, he is listening to the advice.
Yeah. Buzz actually got a video of me yelling at Anthony in New Jersey, too, telling him to go back to work.
Nice. Very classy, as always.
You know me.
High road spike.
He was telling me to mind my business.
Mind your business.
Yeah. Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Now, before we go to break, I got to talk about the great food we got.
Oh, yes,
from
we did today.
Yes.
Listen, a great partnership we have with the High Hopes Podcast, Miller Lite, all great food. They brought the veggie burger.
Yep.
That was great. The double smash burger. And for
did
me,
you say who brought it?
Yeah, the Rook and Manioc.
Oh, the Rook and Manioc. Okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
And I got myself a roasted beet salad.
Ah, there you go.
Roasted beet
salad?
Yeah,
dude, I'm turning into a beetsman. Yeah.
Beets are great, except Can I give you, have you had the...
Dude, you're too young to be eating beets, man.
Dude, beets, I'm just telling you, beets and what's the other one that everyone hated growing up? The
Brussels sprouts.
Having a bit of a moment.
Can I make a warning for you with beets, though?
Turns your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know would that beets do that, you're like...
The first time you see it,
yeah,
you're like,
oh, that looks bad.
Call the doctor immediately.
Yeah.
Blood in the stool.
Val, take me to urgent care.
Yeah, dude. Asparagus and beets.
Yeah, beets do that too. Yes.
I think all my insides are in the toilet.
Get a prostate exam immediately.
Val, can you look at this?
Come here. Yeah, it's a beet salad.
Yeah.
It was a great beet salad, dude. I'm so pro beet.
Yeah, they give
so.
Me a veggie burger. I'm saving it for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. So head on out to the Rook in Manayunk.
Look at this.
For Phillies games and enjoy a $5 Miller Lite.
Is that my intestine?
Oh, man, so good.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the Eagles offseason? A, B, C, or D? What do you think the great Twitter voters have given?
Oh, A!
They definitely win B.
You're right there. What do you think the percentage is?
Let's go 70% B.
Yeah, 63.5%
okay.
B. Okay. Now, here is the question. Were there more people that gave an A or a C?
Ooh.
So there is 37% left that you're working
right.
with.
I would say more people gave a C.
No.
No?
No.
There's more people gave an A?
23.1% out of one out of every four people gave them an A.
No. No.
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
An A for,
we didn't add. I mean.
I want all those people to call and explain your A.
They added the best free agent linebacker in the class. What are you talking about?
Oh, Zach Bond?
Zach Bond.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yeah. They brought him back. Yeah.
Come on. All right. Before we get back to the phones, so Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns player, good player, shooting guard. I actually really enjoy watching Devin Booker. Signed a contract extension, 2 years, $145 million.
Damn!
So Devin Booker, you know, it's the max that he can sign for is 72.5 a year. 72.5 a year for Devin Booker, who is a good player. We would say is probably the 14th or 15th or best
player. Top 20 player. Yeah.
Top 20 player.
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero signed a rookie extension that will average nearly $60 million per year.
Mm.
And Chet Holmgren, who is like the fifth best player on the Thunder, fourth. He's definitely behind SGA and Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
He signed an extension, 5 years, $250 million.
Ooh.
So $50 million a year for Chet Holmgren, $60 million a year for Paolo Banchero, $70 million a year for Devin Booker. I feel like I am morphing into my old guy, you know, where you start saying, these numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
I actually don't think in football they can continue. Basketball, this is like the last gasp. Because they signed that one big last TV deal. I don't know if they're going to do it again. I was just like, $70 million a year? I mean, God bless him. I'm not hating on him for getting it. It just something seems out of whack for sports that are getting smaller. When I see, last thing, baseball's been better over the last few years. It's certainly smaller than it was 25 years ago, you know? And, you know, Soto signing a $700 million contract. Same thing with Ohtani. And basketball, which is definitely, NBA, definitely getting smaller every year.
Yeah.
$70 million a year. It's just something seems out of whack with the numbers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess these TV deals are so lucrative. They got to divide the pie up somehow. So if you're giving the players, I don't know if the players 50, are getting
50-50.
If it's 50-50, that's a big chunk when you talk about 50% of what, I'm just throwing numbers, $25
billion. Yeah, whatever that number is.
Yeah, you got to divide that up. And not only that, you're talking, what, 12 players?
15 on a roster.
15 on a roster, yeah. And you're probably paying five of them big money. Like, it's about five of them are getting paid big money.
The Sixers, it's three.
Three of them.
It's, yeah. If you
the Sixers only got three, yeah.
Three big money players.
Yeah, so I'm assuming those guys on the top end, in other words, they got a floor they got to reach. So the money has to be spent somewhere.
Yeah, I just look at it and think about.
And I totally disagree with it, but they got to divide it up somehow. Somebody has to get it, and they don't want to give it back to the owners.
Well, it's just sort of like, to me, if I saw the finals teams, and I saw how many players each of those teams had. Those teams had a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Like a lot of guys that were in the rotation that could play in the finals.
Yep, they played a lot of guys. Yep.
If I'm looking at this, I'm saying if the cap is $140 million and I'm paying Devin Booker more than half the cap, he ain't worth. Like this. I don't know. I just feel like those middle guys might be worth more. And the best guys, this whole sort. I think the NBA has screwed up in having this individual max.
Yep.
Because what happens is the player just goes, well, that's what I...
Yep.
And the team is so scared of losing them. I almost think if they had a cap and they didn't have the individual maxes, like some of these top players wouldn't be getting this. The top players would. Top seven players would. But the 17th best player in the NBA would not.
Yeah, I agree with you. You hit on something important. The teams are afraid to lose the player.
Right.
Like that's what it is. And there are so many teams out there that don't have a Devin Booker, right? He's going to be able to go find that money somewhere else if you don't want to pay him. But for a team like Phoenix, who has traded away Kevin Durant, right? You got rid of Chris Paul a couple years ago. You got rid of your number one pick, DeAndre Ayton. I'm thinking about all the players that was there for their finals run against Milwaukee. And you brought in a guy like Bradley Beal. Like, you don't have anything else on that team.
By the way, Bradley Beal also making $60-plus million.
Yes,
and they're about to cut him.
Yes. Yeah, the NBA, man, it's I can see why people have grown tired of the league, per se. Some of it is the money, the entitlement of the players. And if you're a player and you're getting this type of money, how do you not feel some sense of entitlement?
Sure. And how do you have, like, the same urgency to win?
Why would you play?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like $70 million a year, that is – I never thought I'd see the day athletes make this type of money. Like, this $70 million, I could be wrong, but it feels like that's twice as much as the salary cap we had as a team
for
back
the whole
in
04.
Yeah, for the whole team.
Well, I remember when Mike Schmidt was the top player in baseball, there was a cover of Sports Illustrated about how crazy salaries had gotten in baseball, and Mike Schmidt was at the top, and it was $2
million. It was just $2
million. Two.
Man.
And they were like,
a long way away from that. Yeah,
they're
a long way from that $2
million.
Man.
215.
God bless him, though. God bless him.
Well, yeah, good for him.
I was born too early.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day and let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Travis in California. And 4 inches too short.
4 inches too short, yeah.
Travis in California, you're on WIP. What's up, Travis?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Travis?
So just about the Phillies thing, when you guys are talking about a bat or an arm. Mm-hmm. First of all, that whole article from Gilb with Poisson saying nobody anti-like Dombrowski, that freaking, I don't know, that made me like laugh, but it also annoyed me at the same time because I'm just like, dude, you guys need to freaking move on. I feel like they're stuck in the past because he hasn't done anything at a deadline since he's been here. But
yeah, they're looking at the Dombrowski of the previous iteration of Dombrowski. Yeah. He hasn't been that way here.
Yeah, exactly. But he does have a chance to redeem himself now. I'm kind of stuck in the middle, to be honest. They kind of don't really have a choice but to do both. But, like, ideally, Dave did his job in the offseason and added a bat or an arm that was actually good, and then we wouldn't need to add both. But personally, I mean, it's kind of hard. I do lean one way, but if you get a bat and then you don't have arms to hold the leads that you might get, or if you get a lockdown closer, like you might not
can't score runs.
Have a lead to use in it.
Yeah.
So it's tough. I lean towards a bat, I guess, because of how badly they've collapsed offensively three straight postseasons. And I also don't want to watch Bryce get pitched around again with Bohm behind him because, like, I might freaking explode if I have to watch that for the fourth straight year.
Yeah. Well, but by the way, by the way, Bryce could solve a little bit of that by hitting second.
Yeah, exactly. Schwarber should be hitting behind him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was.
However they do it, they gotta do that.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm not really sure who the bat is that they would get. I'm not sure there's any real difference making bats available. The ideal situation obviously would be like Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase, but I don't know if they'd even be able to do both. I don't know if they'd want to give up that much. But just tell me what you guys think of this. Personally, I feel like maybe they should take a chance and buy low on Luis Robert. I know they've been interested in him before, and now his value is as low as it's ever been. And you guys just, like, no one can convince me that if he gets taken out of that horrible organization in Chicago and thrown into a playoff race with a sold-out stadium at CBP on a nightly basis, that it would not fire him up and get him going. And even if, for whatever reason, it doesn't get him, like, fully back to, like, the great version of him we've seen, I'm pretty confidently can say he could probably hit 250 and be an actual threat behind Bryce to pop one, unlike Alec Bohm.
Well, but to be clear, the Luis Robert you're talking about existed for one season.
Yeah, but he's just a guy that I feel like he has so much potential, and I feel like he's just in Chicago and there's freaking two fans in the stands. Like,
yeah,
the vibes there are obviously terrible. I think if you put him in a big market, a place that's sold out every single night, basically going for a ring, I feel like it's impossible for him not to get fired up. Because, like, right now,
or he could hit 185 here and everybody could hate him.
That is also true.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah,
you don't know until you try, but I feel like he won't cost as much as he would have cost the last couple years because they probably kept saying like, oh no, he's like that good version of him, but now it's been like multiple years in a row where he's been not great, so I'm assuming his value is pretty low. So I'd like to take a chance on someone like him and then maybe add a guy like Ramon Laureano, or like Jack mentioned earlier, Ref Snyder. Both guys, they hit lefties pretty well. They have some pop. And then, like, both of those guys shouldn't cost too much, and then you could still use the top guns for a package like Griffin Jacks and Jaron Duran or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That way you're fixing the bullpen problem. and then hopefully the offensive problem as well, or at least giving them a fighting chance. And if they did do that, I don't think any fans would be upset, even if things did go south in October, because like they actually tried.
They tried. Yeah, I think they got to try. I think they have to be. Thank you for the call, Travis. I think they have to be able to tell the fans that they.
Yeah.
The Luis Robert thing. Oh, he's hitting a .185.
Yeah, I know.
He hit,
I know.
He hit 200 last year.
Yeah, he's just tough, so enticing, though.
He's tough.
And the power's not even there.
If you can get him for nothing, though, still for plays nothing. Great defense and can steal a bag. Like, at least there's a shot. He's not my first target, but if you can get him for almost, like, bring Cones and a double A pitcher or something.
And by the way, players have hit well in empty ballparks before. Like, I get it.
That's not legitimate.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of the. So, like, Crochet left. He's been awesome for the Red Sox.
Yep.
There's a guy named Andrew Vaughn, who was our first-round pick a couple years ago. He's hitting well so far for the Brewers. So, I mean, they are definitely a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
He probably wants to be out of there.
He's wanted to be out of there for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and the rumors probably drive him crazy that there's been opportunity and they haven't bid
Again,
on it.
Again, he's not my first target, but like, if you can get him for almost nothing, I would still take a shot on it.
So a bit of sad news to report. Former Phillies manager Lee Elia. So Lee Elia was manager of the Phillies late 80s, what, 87, 88, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was 87 years old. Who reported? Where did that come from?
Everyone. The Phillies put a PR statement out and everything.
Okay. Yeah. Lee Elia, now it was not a great time in Phillies baseball, but is remembered well for a press conference rant that was one of the filthier press conference rants of all time.
Not arable.
No, but it's arable with the bleeps,
with
right?
With the bleeps, yeah.
So,
although there is two in the system, and the one had them all still in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, how's it even in the system?
Probably shouldn't be. Yeah, like the MC Hammer one with the Ryan Howard home run in it.
Yeah, that seems like an old production.
Yeah, so here is the famous Lee Elia rant.
What am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here.
Wow.
That was Spike.
Sound like me to Anthony yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We had some between Fugosi and Elia,
right.
And Dallas Green doesn't have a rant like that, but it was a spicy character, you know.
I've heard about the Fugosi one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The South Philly.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Wasn't that Glenn that asked him that question?
So it was Howard that broke the story, because what happened, my dad. So what happened was
there's only one Howard.
Yes. Well, he said it not privately, but he said it to reporters that people that listen to WIP were people from South Philly that sleep with their sisters.
Something like that. To that line effect, was. Yes.
But then it was Glenn who, you know, they said he wasn't going to answer any questions about it. And Glenn asked.
Oh, he asked him, yeah.
So how's the team? Right? That was his question.
Yes.
Back when
managers had personalities like that.
What was his name? The other manager's name? Lee Elios?
Lee Elia.
Elia?
E-L-I-A. Lee Elia.
If you go watch the full Cubs rant, it's on YouTube. Because they're getting blown out, and they're playing day games all the time in Chicago.
Sure.
And he had enough.
Yeah.
He had enough.
I could tell.
Yeah.
He was not happy. Can you imagine somebody did that now?
Oh, my God.
Fired immediately.
Yeah.
PR statements. Yeah.
Unless it was the head coach of the Lions, I feel like
Dan Campbell would get
away with it. And by the way, that is the way it is at Wrigley Field. The frustrating thing about Wrigley Field is that it's always full, but you get the sense, if you've ever been there, you get the sense that nobody's really watching the game, that everybody's just partying at Wrigley Field.
Sure. So. That was the day partying place, right? They never played night games.
Yep.
The beer snakes with the cups, they try to get it all the way up the stands.
Oh, no, I don't think I ever saw the beer snake.
Yeah, so they put all the plastic cups and make it like a long snake.
Oh.
And they try to see how big they can make it to get it up the stands.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
What's up? I can vouch for Jerry the Truckhorn guy's claims to fame with baseball and actually graduating college.
Really? You saw Jerry play? Oh, right, you're buddies with him.
Yeah. No, he's actually my brother, dude. He's like 18 months younger than me.
Is your brother?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that. Maybe I did. He's a good baseball player.
I know. He actually was a little bit better than me. I played junior college level. He played 4 years. I think Wilmington College was NAIA back then, so it's not like equivalent to Division II, maybe Division. Yeah, yeah, he was good. Yeah. So my guy, our guy, Jack, put the hammer down on that little junk drawer hammer, Jody hammer.
A junk drawer hammer.
Yeah, you know, the little one.
The little one, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
So he did what we hoped he would. He threw strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm surprised that it only took 30 pitches for 8 outs. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That's almost as impressive as 22 strikes out of 30 pitches.
Yeah, he had he only had two ball counts, and I really think now this was the key to everything was Jack coming out and throwing strikes in the beginning, because what that made Joe DeCamera do in at bat number two is swing the bat. He swung it. We had a one pitch out at bat for the second out and a two pitch at bat for the third out. And that first inning being that easy, a 6-7 pitch first inning, especially when we found out later that Jack only had 5 pitches left in his arm, ended up being really key.
Hanging on by a thread.
Hanging on by a thread.
Now, look, this has all been so much fun, and I say all these things in fun, but Joe reminded me of the rich kid when you were playing Little League that had the batting coach. The parents paid for all the lessons. He had all the equipment.
Oh, he had the shin guard on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that about? How many times is he hitting that he needs the shin guard?
Well, Jeff, the best part was when he switched to left hand, he kept the shin guard on his left leg, so it was on his back leg.
Is the full YouTube video out yet?
No.
No, I think it's live now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's there. There it is.
All right. Well, I know what I'm doing during the break. Yeah.
But now, like Chuck said, Jack, just end it. Just, you know.
End it. Yep.
Just end it.
Absolutely. All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Wow. How about how shocking? Jerry Truckhorn guy, actually a good baseball player at one point.
Yeah.
You think you could strike him out 5 times in 8 at bats, Jack?
No, probably not. Yeah. So now this video is 24 minutes long.
What?
Tucker, what did he do? Get the pregame, too? He got the pregame?
Well,
stuff?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Izzo from FAN yesterday reached out to me, and he's like, there needs to be a documentary about this whole thing, and it seems like there
Tucker
is.
Tucker put one out.
Yeah, it seems like there is.
Look at premium content from WIP.
Wow, so it is live on the WIP YouTube page now. Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Come on, man.
What?
Funniest things that happened yesterday.
Of course,
right, there we go. Funniest things that happened yesterday. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.